For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
What the hell is up, Pelicans fans? My name is Elliot Clough, and this is Believe. In the New Orleans Pelicans. I hope you had a good weekend. Got a Pelicans win in there. Definitely going to be talking about that today. Stick around. And I hope also that you've had a good start to your week. Pelicans playing tonight. Hopefully they get that win and continue to make it a good week for you. But before we get into that, like I just said, Pacers matchup this weekend. Definitely a good game. Unfortunately, Brandon Ingram and Zion Williamson were out in their matchup in Indianapolis, but also Victor Oladipo did not play. So good matchup between these two teams. Pacers a playoff team in the East, and of course the Pelicans vying for that eighth spot in the Western Conference, the much more difficult Western Conference. And if you do follow me on Twitter, which if you don't, you should, it's at Elliot Clough, ElliotClough, and I'll run that by you once again later. I gave a little bit of a synopsis of the game, tweeted a little bit about guys that contributed, Drew, who obviously went off for 31, and Lonzo playing well, Derek Favors put up a few, and then J.J. Redick scoring and really leading the team initially for the first three quarters before Drew really stepped up, starting with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter, and then really just filled up the basket in the fourth quarter. So I tweeted, big win on the road for the Pelicans tonight over Indiana. Drew stepping up in the absence of Zion and Brandon Ingram was huge. J.J. Redick added 23 on 7-15 from the field. Favors and Lonzo Ball also put up 15. Excited to talk about it more on Tuesday's pod. Hashtag what the pel is up. And I am. Here I am talking about it. And this is, you know, I have a decent amount of followers on Twitter. I tweet a lot about sports and that kind of creates a community. But I had Dre Williams respond, "It should say, Lonzo came in the fourth quarter, took control of pace, and set up the offense while playing good defense. He was moving the ball around on a tired Indiana team and got them the win. Please stop watching who's shooting and shooting most and paying attention, and start paying attention to X's and O's." Oh, Dre Williams, Mr. Four Followers, I'm so sorry I didn't tailor to what you wanted. Drew really just balled in this one. He put up 31 points, 10 assists, 6 rebounds, and had a plus 13 plus minus after being rumored to being traded on his team with a gashed eyebrow playing against his brother. No Brandon Ingram or Zion Williamson. This was Drew's night. I generally don't talk about this stuff on previous broadcasts that I've done, previous shows that I've done. I just thought it was pretty funny. Drew putting up 31 points, 10 assists, 6 rebounds, like I said, with a plus 13, plus minus, filling it up when the game was close in the fourth quarter. This was Drew's game. He really, really balled out. And like I said, especially after these trade rumors that were surfacing, he didn't want to leave. The organization wasn't necessarily pushing for him to be traded. I believe they were just listening to trade offers, and they ultimately didn't get what they wanted. So Drew ends up staying in New Orleans with his team. Been here since 2013, been around for the Anthony Davis days, been with Alvin Gentry for 5 years now, been around for those losing seasons, and now he's got a good team around him. Shows that he wants to stay, balls out, plays good defense, and Drew did the talking. I don't really need to talk any more about it, but this is a good Indiana Pacers team. Despite the lack of Oladipo, who was hurt early on in the season and came back, played fairly recently, played for Kobe, which was awesome. But this Pacers team is a good team. Domantas Sabonis, Miles Turner, TJ Warren can score. He's not necessarily the most well-known guy. Malcolm Brogdon, TJ McConnell, I think, is one of the most underrated point guards in the league, but the Pelicans really showing up. Nicolo Melli and Josh Hart got the starts as opposed to Zion and Brandon, and this team showing why they are a playoff caliber team. Whether they make it or not in the Pelicans, whether they make it or not, that's to be seen. They're five games back, at last I checked, from the eighth spot, but they're playing good basketball, and this was the epitome of that. This is against a good East team. You know, the Pelicans, like I've said it multiple times, I've said it in my writing, I've said it here on Believe in the New Orleans Pelicans, they're just not quite there yet to compete really past the first round of the playoffs. I think if they get into a series with, you know, the Lakers, the Clippers, it really won't be close. Probably 4-0, 4-1. But they'll be competitive at times, and they'll show flashes of how good they can really be. They're just really not quite there to be, you know, the 4th, 5th seed. But they are playing like a 6, 7, 8 seed in the West right now. Like I said, whether they get there or not remains to be seen. But Giroux played really well on Saturday night, and the Pelicans looking like a possible playoff team, 6-4 in their last 10, and winning a basketball game without their big, their number one overall draft pick in Zion Williamson, and the lone all-star on their roster in Brandon Ingram. And speaking of Brandon Ingram, Team USA dropped their short list, if you refer to 44 players as short, for players to make Team USA in 2020. And Brandon Ingram has made the cut of those 44 players. Ingram, who is having the best season of his career and being an all-star this coming weekend, definitely earned it. You know, Ingram, who doesn't have much international experience and who hasn't been able to really elevate himself, has done it this season, and he's really being awarded for it with that all-star appearance and with being on the short list. You know, honestly, I doubt he makes the squad, but if he does, he'll be the Tayshaun Prince and the Harrison Barnes of more recent Olympic teams, and he'll get some playing time, probably not a lot, but he'll get some playing time if he were to make the team. And, you know, guys like LeBron James, Steph Curry, big names like that are getting to the older parts of their careers. They really want to focus on the NBA season as opposed to international play because, you know, LeBron's done it. Steph necessarily hasn't really competed a whole lot on the Olympic stage, or I should just say he hasn't competed on the Olympic stage. I'm looking at his basketball, international basketball Olympic, I don't know, notable page, and he's got gold medals from the FIBA World Cup in 2014 and 2010 and the 2007 games, 2007 silver medal from the FIBA Under 19 World Championships as well, but no Olympic experience. And from what I've read, he does have the desire to compete for the 2020 team, but with this more recent injury, who knows? And what I'm getting at is some of these bigger names might not compete in the Olympics despite, you know, it being the Olympics. Who knows? After the more recent events of USA, Team USA falling apart, not even getting a medal in 2019, some of these bigger name guys might make an appearance. I feel like we know that Jimmy Butler, Paul George, DeMar DeRozan, guys of that caliber will probably play, but I'm not really sure as far as guys like Steph Curry and LeBron James, especially LeBron, considering, like I said, he's been there before, he's won an Olympic gold medal in 2008 with the Redeem team. So we'll see. Brandon Ingram might be able to sneak in because of guys backing out, you know, maybe even making the team and backing out with an injury or something like that. And I think what the USOC is looking for and US coaches are looking for is experience internationally, because international basketball is just straight up different than the NBA. So what they're really looking for is a gold medal coming in the 2020 Olympics, because if the USA does not win the 2020 Olympic gold medal, there will be riots in the streets. Not really, but it will not be good, especially after losing to Serbia, and I don't even remember who they lost to. It was another country they shouldn't have lost to, but they did in 2019. So a redeeming year in 2020. Ingram doesn't have a lot of that international experience. He was named a member of the 2016 USA Select Team that trained with and against the 2016 US Olympic Team, which is basically a scout team guy. He was a member of the 2015 USA Junior National Select Team, which fell to the World Select Team in 103-101 in the 18th annual Nike Hoop Summit on April 11th in 2015 in Portland. He did record 12 points on 5 of 6 from the field, and he did see the team high amount of time in 26 minutes and 21 seconds. So that's some stuff from the USA basketball website, some statistics there for you in terms of his international play. Anywho, doesn't have a lot of it compared to a lot of the other guys, and I'm sure that's what Team USA is looking for. Like I said, he could make the roster. I just don't see it at this point. Things could change. Other team news. Swin Cash will be elected to the Women's Basketball Hall of Fame and very much earning it because of her basketball career. She's done so much in the NBA and in college basketball. I can just list off all this stuff. Two-time Olympic gold medalist, three-time WNBA champion, four-time WNBA All-Star, two-time WNBA All-Star Game MVP, and guided the University of Connecticut to two NCAA national championships in 2000 and in 2002. A part of a illustrious class of women, including Tamika Catchings and Lauren Jackson. So plenty of talent in this Women's Basketball Hall of Fame class of 2020, and Swin Cash, a member of the Pelicans organization, joining that class. So congrats to Swin Cash. That's an incredible accomplishment. This front office in New Orleans has done a lot in the last year with the Anthony Davis trade, and then going towards the draft and grabbing Alexander Walker, Nikhil Alexander Walker, Zion Williamson, and of course Jackson Hayes as well. Some incredible stuff on top of already being an incredible career that Swin Cash has had in playing basketball, and then obviously being in the front office for New Orleans as well. So once again, congrats to Swin Cash on being inducted into the Women's Basketball Hall of Fame. And now we have to get to tonight's game with the Portland Trailblazers. Before we get to any of that, we got to address the injury report before we talk about who's playing, who's not, matchups, etc. So Nasir Little did suffer an ankle sprain against the Nuggets on Tuesday of last week, and Fernie Simmons sustained a concussion during Friday's game against the Utah Jazz, and Mario Hezonja suffered an ankle sprain against the Miami Heat on Sunday. And Fernie Simmons, the one guy who's getting the majority of the minutes, and Nasir Little might be back by now with that ankle sprain, but Simmons, from what I heard today, he is listed probable, so he will probably play a concussion, not quite the same as it is in football, because you're not as likely to run into the same sort of injury as quickly, you know, week to week, and it probably wasn't as serious as a football concussion. Zion Williamson with that left ankle sprain is probable for tonight, and then Brandon Ingram with a right ankle sprain is questionable. I would, with my best judgment, say that Zion Williamson is going to play and Brandon Ingram is probable, despite the fact that he is an all-star and will be playing in that this weekend. These two games coming up with Portland and then Oklahoma City on Thursday are two extremely important games in the playoff race for New Orleans, as both of these teams are ahead of the Pelicans in the current playoff picture. So huge, huge games going forward for New Orleans prior to the All-Star break. Definitely a time to really give it their all before they get a little bit of a break in the middle of the season here. Previous two matchups, New Orleans defeated Portland twice. Once at home, 115-104 on November 19th, and at Portland, 102-94 on December 23rd, both before Zion joined the roster as an active player. You know, the Pelicans are focused really on the future. I mean, obviously, with the amount of time that they kept Zion off the court and the few minutes that, maybe not necessarily few minutes, but initially he wasn't playing a whole lot of minutes, that's a clear focus on the future for the Pelicans. But this will be super indicative as to if their focus is to make the playoffs this season as well. And, you know, it's a balance. It really is right now with such a young roster and with the also veteran talent. You know, Jrue Holiday played super well the other night. J.J. Redick did as well. Derek Favors, a valuable guy on this roster. So you really have to make a decision if the goal is to make the playoffs or to look towards the future now. And I think Yeah, it's just a balance. I don't know which way they're going to go. Obviously, we'll see based on tonight's game and the game against Oklahoma City on Thursday, which I will be previewing on Thursday, so you'll want to come back for that. But tonight's game is a hefty one. Damian Lillard has scored 30-plus points 25 times this season and 10 times in the last 12 games. In the last 10 games, he's scoring 41.5 points per game. And in the last 10 games, he's shooting 52% from the field and from three-point land. He's also attempting 13 three-pointers a game, so he's essentially making 7 a game. That's a career high for 95% of the rest of the league. Maybe not, but that's absolutely crazy. 52% at shooting 3-point shots per game is absolutely crazy. It's unparalleled. I mean, like, Steph obviously can do that and could do that at a fairly regular clip, but this is his average for the season. That's insane. And, you know, remember pre-trade deadline and even post-trade deadline, I said that the Pelicans need a 3-and-D guy, and this is Exhibit A. Exhibit A, the reasoning why, because Damian's going to go off no matter who's guarding him, and Drew and Lonzo, it will probably be between them, and they'll probably try to hedge and try to trap and try to get the ball out of his hands, just like the rest of the NBA has been trying to do, and I think the only way for them to do that successfully is with Zion, but that's the strategy they'll be putting forth. But this is Exhibit A of why the Pelicans needed another defender on their roster, because when you trap guys like that, it spreads the wealth, because like, you have to recover when you're trapping and when you're trying to get the ball out of a guy's hands. And the only guy who I really think can do that at that position would be Zion. I don't think the rest of the roster has that capability, and there's other guys on this roster that can score. I mean, CJ McCollum's putting up, I think, 21.5 points a game, and we've seen what he can do. Trevor Ariza is a new wing on this roster. Hassan Whiteside is averaging, I think, 16.5 points a game, so he's a guy who that can compensate, not necessarily for 41.5, but this roster is talented. Carmelo Anthony is having a resurrection year, and the rest of this roster is capable of compensating in different ways, maybe not collectively. Obviously, you want to get Damian Lillard the ball if you're a Portland Trailblazer, but this team is good, and the Pelicans needed another guy. They just really did. So it's going to be a tough matchup tonight for the Pelicans with the Trailblazers, one of the hottest teams in the NBA right now. The Blazers are 7-3 in their last 10 games and just beat a good Heat team. Jimmy Butler got hurt, but still. Trailblazers are a strong, strong basketball team, and the Pelicans will have to see if their defense can keep up. We will see, indeed. That game is in New Orleans tonight. You can catch it on Fox Sports New Orleans or listen at 100.3 FM if you are in the New Orleans area. So, big game tonight for the Pelicans. We will see how that shakes out. Reminder! Go follow me on Twitter. You'll be getting a lot of sports content there. It's at Elliot Clough, ElliotClough. And you know what? If you have any questions, feel free to hit me up, and you'll get a response on the coming podcast, either at me or hashtag what the pell is up. And who knows? I might respond right there on Twitter as well. You can follow Believe on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, and you can check out a plethora of their other podcasts on Believe.com, or just head over to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Play. And while you're there, make sure to leave a rate and review. It really helps out the podcast, the Believe in the New Orleans Pelicans podcast. Leave a rate and review right there, because, well, you know what that means is more popular we get, the better guests we can get, the better content we can get for you. And you can check out my Pelicans coverage on Fansided's Hoops Habit. com, and then you can just head down to the West tab, scroll down, click Pelicans, and you'll find some of my coverage there. I also just put together the top 5 young cores in the NBA, a little bit of an article for Hoops Habit. That'll be coming out at 2 p.m. today, so you can just head over to hoopshabit.com. It'll be on one of those 5 big tabs that you'll see right in front of you, and maybe the Pelicans are on there. You'll have to see. But don't forget to shoot me those questions on Twitter. It's at Elliot Clough, ElliotClough. Or you can just hashtag that opener that I've been using, hashtag what the pel is up. Once again, I am Elliot Clough, and this was Believe in the New Orleans Pelicans.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.